A wonderful result for us here at Windsor Park today, Aaron, 3-0 against the old enemy.
Fantastic, you know, we're just talking in the team room. I think last year we maybe made a dream that game. We've added a bit of steel to our game this season, and you know, from the new guy come in, we've sort of upped our fitness levels as well, and we're starting to steamroll teams last 10, 15 minutes. So yeah, fantastic win. Boys were super, and three great goals.
The second goal scored by yourself, I think you're 17th or 18th of the season, but it was the 100th for the club this season. That's great progress for us, isn't it?
It is indeed, you know, fantastic achievement for everybody. I'm not sure how many we'd scored by this time last year, but I'm sure we've scored a lot more this year. You know, the quality's there, you know, in the final third, you know, we're creating so many chances. And I think I've seen something now, we created 22 chances there, 22 shots on target. That's, you know, massive for us. And, you know, working on it week and week out in training, and things are just starting to click for us now at the right time.
Ross Gaynor, cool as you like for the penalty again today. Got us off to a great start. First goal is always important in these sort of big derby games, isn't it?
Fantastic, yeah. You know, Ross is a top player. You know, I said to him, you know, when I'm not on the pitch, you can take the penalty. So, you know, he slabbed it away nicely. That's him shouting there now. So he's very excited. So we're going home happy.
Clean sheet's important too, isn't it?
Massive. You know, the back four and the keeper have been absolutely outstanding. Whoever stepped in and has been needed has, you know, stood up to the mark. And today again, you know, with a few changes and the boys come up trumps for us. Clean sheets win the games, and you know, it's showing that.
It's a good run we're on. 3-0 last week, 3-0 this week. It'd be wonderful if we could do 3-0 again next week, wouldn't it?
Fantastic. You know, we're gathering a wee bit of momentum, as I say, at the right time. And you know, boys are showing up in the big games. This is what you need if you're going to go on and push push Crusaders close. You know, they obviously dropped points today. You know, so we just have to look after ourselves. It's in their hands at the end of the day. So if we keep winning, you know, we're asking questions.
Going to Solitude next week, you know, we should be very confident after last week's great performance, shouldn't we?
Look, we should indeed. You know, the squad is full of confidence, but you know, you're going there under no illusion that Cliftonville are a fantastic side. So, you know, you'll work hard this week in training, and the Gaffer will put a game plan together again, and we'll go there and we'll try and get another 3 points.
It's great being back at this ground, isn't it? You know, we're back in our offices, and we're now back in the changing rooms. The place is starting to feel like home again, isn't it?
It is indeed. You know, for a while there, it would be a bit strange. You know, it's been a building site for I don't know how long now. You're right, it feels like home again. You know, in the new changing rooms, coming out in the new tunnel today, you know, and the fans are accent again. They've been, you know, fantastic. You know, they've been a 12th man for us over the last couple of weeks, and possibly the whole year. You know, they've been really super. So it's just nice to maybe repay them back with a few good performances.
As you say, the fans were great today. It's a special time for the club. It's the 130th anniversary of this club today. You know, we had a guy here who was the grandson of the player in the first team. Everything's coming together nicely at the minute.
Look, you know, it's massive. You know, I've been here from I was 10 years old. So, you know, the club lies very close to my heart and my family. So, you know, there's boys come in and maybe don't understand fully what Linfield means. But I'm definitely one of them that does. You know, David Chisholm brought me here when I was 10 years old, my brother. And, you know, I've been here ever since. And to be honest, we never want to leave. So, you know, it's great to see such a great stadium and everybody's really enjoying it. And it's just a real festive mood about the place at the moment.
You heard Ross Gaynor shouting down from his BBC interview. He fairly put that third goal away nicely.
He did indeed, to be honest with you. You know, where me, Ross and Bates here, I was out last one's in from training, practicing a bit of shooting. And, you know, it's paid off today. You know, I had a great effort to thankfully find a back in that. And Ross has sort of rifled his home. You know, it's fantastic to see him going in. And as I said, the confidence in the squad's massive. And just where we want to keep pushing on.
A lot to play for. We're well placed in the league. Obviously a big semi-final coming up against Lurgan Celtic. A lot to play for over the coming weeks, isn't it?
Loads to play for. You know, there's what, eight league games left, and there's only a few points in it now. And you know, we've hopefully got a semi-final and fingers crossed a final to look forward to. You know, we'll not look past Lurgan Celtic, but we want to get into that final. Loads to play for, and you know, there's big squad, and everybody's wanting to play, and everybody's fit. So it's a very competitive team, and at Linfield it has to be like that. So everybody's on their mark.
Thanks for the goal and the special 100th of the season, and thanks for, on behalf of all the players, for the 3 points and winning against our biggest rivals today. So well done today, Aaron.
Thank you very much.